May only the truth be spoken and only the truth be heard. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today the bulletin tells you that it's not a homily that's in the offing, but an exhortation. It's the ancient custom of the church to tell you that during Holy Week, you need to be here. Well, I'm not going to tell you that in so many words. Instead, I'm going to offer you a meditation to frame this Holy Week so that you can decide whether or not you want to be here. I call this the best day and the worst. The best day and the worst. That's how we order our lives, telling stories about the best days in our lives and the worst. Think about your own best days and worst days in your lives for just a moment and realize that that's how you measure out your life. It's how Jesus' life is ordered this week, because that's what Holy Week is, the drama that unfolds between the best day and the worst until a new day dawns. It's Palm Sunday, the best day. And the best day begins the way all best days begin. The best day begins with light and ends in warmth. You don't know when the worst day begins or ends, because it's always cold and dark, dark as a tomb and cold as death. On the best day, the world is so filled with possibilities that you feel as though each step is an adventure. An endless road paved with hope, like palm branches beyond count laid at your feet. On the worst day, you feel as though you can't go on, for there is no road and there is no hope. And there are no steps to take because you can't get down from where they've nailed you and left you hanging. On the best day, you're surrounded by friends, family, and love. On the worst day, you are alone. In fact, you're worse than alone. You are abandoned and betrayed, and what little love there is seems far, far away. On the best day, the women are weeping for joy, and the men are shouting your praises. On the worst day, the women are sobbing in despair, and the men are screaming for your blood. On the best day, the children are laughing in joy. On the worst, it is the soldiers who are laughing in scorn. In fact, it was the last sound Jesus heard, the empty sound of mockery, of laughter bereft of joy. That's how it ended. In fact, on the worst day, everything ends, and you can't see the way to a new beginning. But on the best day, the new beginnings never seem to end. On the best day, you get a ride into town. On the worst day, you have to walk out of town, and you stumble so often because the burden you have to bear is so heavy. In fact, it's too much for a person, but not for a God. Jesus was both. It is Palm Sunday, the best day. This is as good as it gets, and it will never be this good again until the week begins again and everything begins again. It's how Holy Week always begins. In fact, it's how all holy times begin. The best days in our lives are like Palm Sunday. Joy, hope, and love are laid at our feet like palm branches beyond count. In fact, every step forward is paved with hope, and everywhere we look, faces are shining, eyes are smiling, and people are laughing because their joy cannot be contained. That's what best days are like. It's how Sarah, the mother of many faiths, must have felt on her best day. On her Palm Sunday, when the path to hope was laid at her feet like palm branches beyond count. Laughing because God had made the impossible real. Planting the seed of hope in the place where Sarah thought nothing could ever grow. In the darkness of a barren womb. A tomb, really. The same place where all her hopes and dreams had died. Dead until God made a promise. And the tomb became a womb again. And hope was born anew, and a people were born more numerous than the stars, more than you could count. But Sarah didn't need to count. She counted on God, and it was reckoned to her and Abraham as righteousness. That's how the people of God came to be. God promised to create a people, then filled them with promise. The crowd must have felt that way on Palm Sunday, on that best day. Faces shining, eyes smiling, people laughing, watching Jesus ride on towards such promise, or so they thought. Just like the people of Israel had ridden toward their promised land on their best day, riding in triumph out of Egypt and into endless possibilities, their faces shining, shining in the light of the spoils they brought from their oppressors, their eyes smiling as they were reflected in the water of a sea that had been parted to prepare a path just for them. Their children and their elders laughing because God had made the impossible real, creating freedom where there was bondage, making a path through the sea, a path paved with hope, like palm branches beyond count laid at their feet, leading them to what God had promised them. Just like God does for us, always keeping her promises, always preparing a path for us and paving it with hope, like palm branches beyond count laid at our feet. That's why we're here today, isn't it? For hope. Isn't that what we hold on to today in the other hand? Hope in one hand, a palm branch in the other. It's what Jesus held on to, hope, even when a cross held him in violence and despair and wouldn't let him go until it was finished. And that's what we do today. We hold on, just like Jesus did. We hold on to hope, not just to savor how good today is, but so that we may know that it will be good again. That's what Palm Sunday is. It's a ride into the promised land, where you can see so far, you can even see beyond death, to a spark of life that shines in a tomb. It's a journey towards the hope that allows us to see how good life in God is, how good it will be again, if only we can endure the tomb until it becomes a womb again. If only we can make it until a stone is rolled away and makes way for life to burst forth from emptiness, until joy and hope take their first steps again after a 3-day eternity spent in darkness. It happened before, and it will happen again. 7 days from now, the time it took for God to fashion everything and rest. 7 days is the amount of time it will take us to watch God raise life again. And again, at Easter, in our lives, in our world, from now until time is made whole. We will live between the best day and the worst, between Palm Sunday and Good Friday and Easter, between life at its fullest, death at its bleakest, and life made new again. But today, it is joy and hope that ride into our lives. The majesty of what will be, veiled in humility. And today, love unbounded is laid at our feet like palm branches beyond count. And then later this week, it will all end. Just like our lives will end someday, but not today. And that's why you need to be here. Today and the rest of this week, from the best day to the worst, from the beginning to the end to when it begins again, so that you may know, so that all may know, how good life is with God in it, and how good it will be again. Today, we hold on to hope until it is given over to the tomb, and then God raises it up again and lays hope at our feet like palm branches beyond count, paving the way to love unbounded. Amen.